The Pirates and the Tigers at PNC on Monday night. Andrew McCutchen and friends in search of a fourth win in their last five games as they send the young right-hander Trevor Williams to the mound. Let's pick it up. Bottom two. Game is scoreless, but the Pirates have a man aboard for Francisco Cervelli facing Jordan Zimmermann.
The 3-2. Swinging a fly ball, right center field on the run. Roman is going to get by him all the way to the wall, and that's going to score Polanco. Cervelli will cruise into second. RBI double up the right center field gap, and the Pirates take a 1-0 lead here in the second.
Well, he fouled off some good pitches, got one he could handle, and that's in no man's land of right center field. Romine was playing pretty shallow. He went over, then he realized I had to put it in another gear and get back to the wall.
The 1-0 pitch to Matuk. Swinging a line drive into center field on the run. McCutchen, he dives, and he made the catch. He snow-coned it. You could see it in the tip of his glove. Matuk robbed of an extra base hit again. Two outs here in the fifth.
Well, boy, what a jump he got. Again, the key is, the great Al Kaline always said, how you read it off the bat, that will tell you how you're going to make the play. And that's what happened there. He dove for it. As Dan said, he snow-coned it, hit the grass hard, but still held on to it as he slid about 3 or 4 feet.
Arms up over his head, Williams into his motion. The 1-2, swing and miss, an example of it right there.
Boy, you're right.
Off the plate inside, the movement on that pitch is inducing swings and misses. Miguel Cabrera struck out on that same pitch. Machado strikes out for the second time. Dixon Machado doesn't swing and miss very often.
No, but command, there's a key right there, command, plus he had movement. That's a good combination.
The 2-2, strike three, man, Nick's not happy. He rarely says anything, and it's been a very inconsistent strike zone tonight. That was low and outside, a called third. Fifth strikeout for Williams ends the seventh. Seventh inning stretch in Pittsburgh. Cervelli will be off with the pitch. Miguel's playing behind him with a lefty at the plate. Three infielders on the right side as Machado now shifts over to the right field side of second base. Runner goes 3-2, high fly ball, right field, deep, trouble, gone. John Jaso got a hanging breaking ball. He didn't miss. His eighth of the year is a big one. 2-1 shot, 3-0 Pirates here in the seventh.
Boy, that's a stake through the heart right there. Hanging breaking ball. He did not miss it.
The Pirates take it 3-0. Trevor Williams turns in the first scoreless outing of his 18 career big league starts, allowing just one hit through seven scoreless. Justin Upton drew a walk that extends the major's longest active on-base streak to 24 games. Jordan Zimmermann certainly deserved a better fate on Monday night, giving up only three runs through seven solid innings, but he was outpitched by Trevor Williams, who went seven scoreless, giving up only one hit. Zimmermann shared his thoughts with the media after the Tigers fell to the Pirates 3-0.
I mixed it up well. Fastball command still wasn't where I wanted it to be, but it was a little better. I had good off-speed stuff, and I was able to, keep the ball on the ground for the most part, and the guys behind me played great defense. There were some situations that could have got out of hand, but, I got some double plays, and, those guys played great behind me all night.
You'd mentioned you'd want to, really throw up and in at lefties with your fastball. Do you feel like that was something that you took a little step forward with, or no?
It still wasn't where I wanted it. A few were still running back, but, I made the pitches when I need to, except for that last one to Jaso. I think I went to the well one too many times with the curveball and, left the middle. If I throw it away where all the other ones were, probably different results, but that's the way baseball goes.
In the second inning, Jordan, were you challenging Cervelli in that situation straight out, even when it got to 3-2?
Yeah, no, I was going to go after him no matter what. I always wanted, the pitcher leading off the next inning, and, sometimes it burns you, sometimes it, if I get him out there, I got the pitcher leading off next inning, and obviously I can't get him out either. So, it's just one of those nights.
For you to work through seven innings again, I think third straight start with that, is that kind of is this becoming a building block for you down the road to be able to repeat?
Yeah, I've been feeling great ever since All-Star break. And, I've able to get some quick outs when I need to and some short innings and be able to stay out there a little longer. And, credit to the defense playing behind me. I'm not a guy that's going to punch out 10 guys. And, I put the ball in play and let the guys behind me do their job. So, when I do that and I get the quick outs and first pitch strikes and things like that, I usually get on the roll and have some games where I go deeper in the game.
Is it what you're throwing or how you're feeling or a combination of the two?
Obviously, if you don't feel very good, your stuff's not going to be very good. And I've been feeling great since All-Star break, and command of all my off-speed stuff. I've been throwing a lot of change-ups, which I think's been helping, and just keeping the ball down and elevating when I have to, and I've been getting some good results.
Did the curveball come later? Because it seemed like you missed with a few, like you were throwing for balls early in the game, and then it got going better for you as the game went on.
As the game went on, I got a little better feel for it, and last three innings, I'd say it was really good, and I was able to throw first pitch strikes with it, and that's definitely a pitch that's been good for me lately. I threw two curveballs away, and it didn't look very good. I threw another curveball, fouled it off, or a ball, and then I went fastball up, and then I went back to the curveball, 3-2, and then I was thinking 3-2, go back to the curveball again, and left the middle.
The Pirates look to bounce back on Tuesday behind Matthew Boyd. He'll be opposed by Chad Kuhl.